the corner.
Well, this weekend is Easter.
Yes.
And so I thought that today we would talk about something that will probably be in many, many, many Easter baskets this weekend.
Yes, which is?
Peeps.
Peeps.
Yes.
The little marshmallowy dudes.
Yes. How do you feel about Peeps? Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not my favorite.
About the same level of excitement as candy corn, I think.
Yeah, they are sort of on that same level, I think. But Peeps have been the number one non-chocolate brand at Easter for more than 20 years.
Wow.
Yes. Peeps are produced by a company called Just Born, which was founded in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, by a guy named Sam Born. In 1953, he acquired a candy company and his line of marshmallow chicks. And when he displayed a sign for his freshly made candy, he put on it Just Born, playing off his last name and the fact that he made his candy fresh daily.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So the new company Just Born was soon the largest marshmallow candy manufacturer in the world.
Jeez.
So in 1953, when he acquired this candy company and their marshmallow chicks.
Yeah.
The Peeps were made by hand, and it took 27 hours to create one Peeps marshmallow chick.
Stop.
So Just Born set about automating the process using a top-secret machine known as the Depositor.
Depositor.
Doesn't that sound very dramatic?
It does.
The Depositor.
The Depositor. Okay.
We're depositing marshmallows? I don't know. I'm not sure what we're depositing, but it was created by Sam Born's son, Bob.
Bob Born.
And the Depositor could manufacture six rows of five Peeps a piece in a fraction of the time it took workers to form them by hand. It now takes just 6 minutes.
Rather than what,
27 hours.
7 hours? Well, that's
quite an improvement. Right. An average of 5.5 million Peeps are made every day, and they're all made at the Just Born factory in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
How do they keep them fresh, Sarah? Do they even try, or do they just ship them and you get them as they are?
I think so. In 1 year, the company makes enough Peeps to circle the earth twice.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
So yellow chicks were the original Peep, and those are apparently still the favorite. Those
are the
top seller.
Yeah.
The marshmallow Peeps bunny was released 20 years after the chicks. And yellow bunnies are the second most popular color and shape combination, and pink is the second best-selling color.
Oh, okay.
Today, Peeps are available in a variety of flavors that include cotton candy, party cake, Wildberry, and I was looking at the Peeps website when I was looking this up, Dr. Pepper flavored,
What was the wild, just, you said before you said Dr. Pepper, wild?
Wildberry?
Wildberry?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about it. But they're also available year-round in seasonal shapes and flavors.
Okay.
So Peeps are sometimes jokingly described as indestructible. So in 1999, scientists at Emory University jokingly performed experiments on batches of Peeps to see how easily they could be dissolved, burned, or otherwise disintegrated using things like cigarette smoke, boiling water, and liquid nitrogen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really going
all in. Now, they claimed that the eyes of the confectionery wouldn't dissolve in anything.
Really?
The rest of it, I think, did.
Not even in my insides?
Not so much.
Okay.
Yeah. When exposed to air, the marshmallow dehydrates and becomes stale and slightly crunchy, as you mentioned.
I've noticed that.
But according to Just Born, 25 to 30% of their customers prefer eating Peeps stale.
Oh, well, lucky for them.
So,
That's how many of them arrive.
Now, every year in National Harbor, Maryland, in front of the Peeps & Company store, they hold a Peeps eating contest.
Oh, okay.
And in 2017, the winner, Matt Stoney of California, who I think is a professional eating guy? Eating contest, like he does the hot dog eating contest and things like that, too. Mm-hmm. Anyways, he set a world record by eating 255 Peeps in 5 minutes.
Oh.
And then probably immediately throwing up.
I can't
imagine
that. You feel awful.
255 in the Peeps in 5 minutes.
That's terrible.
Now, if you ever find yourself at the Racine Art Museum in Racine, Wisconsin, you can go see the annual International Peeps Art Exhibition every April.
Anyone coming up.
Can enter the contest centered on the theme Peep Powered Work of Art.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there's also Peeps Jousting. Which consists of putting two marshmallow chicks into the microwave and seeing which one gets the biggest and therefore affects or deforms the other. There's also Peepsa, a dessert pizza made with Peeps. And there's a recipe for Peepshi, which involves placing a Peep onto a Rice Krispie treat and then wrapping it in a fruit by the foot to create a single peepshi roll in the style of a sushi roll. That's a real thing that somebody decided to do and eat.
Pizza was cute. The name.
The pizza?
I'm not sure I would have it, but pizza was cute.
Now, in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where I mentioned Just Born is headquartered, every year on New Year's Eve, they do a peep drop.
A peep drop?
Yes. Instead of
Oh, the ball drop.
The ball drop. They do a peep drop. The massive Peeps chick weighs in at 400 pounds and is 4 feet 9 inches tall.
400 pounds of marshmallow?
It's not actual. I don't think it's actually marshmallow.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
I don't think.
Okay. Cause I was gonna
I didn't think about that. I just think it was like
seems
plastic
quite light,
or something.
You know?
But when it's 4 foot 9 inches tall, maybe it would be heavy.
Maybe.
I don't know.
All right. Anyway. You picked out a record to go along with the Peeps, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So we're going to play I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow.
There you go. Your sugar addiction. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Hey, yourself. 425, Legends 1027, and Bow Wow Wow, I Want Candy. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Peeps. Because probably a lot of people are going to be eating Peeps this weekend.
Probably.
If you haven't already started eating Peeps.
Yes.
I don't know when that starts.
Shoving them down your gullet.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things you must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. It used to take 27 hours to create one Peeps marshmallow chick.
An average of 5.5 million Peeps are made every day.
And 25 to 30% of people prefer to eat Peeps stale.
Now, do people, I don't think, did we cover this? Do people primarily eat Peeps at Easter time? I know they're very popular at Easter time.
I think that's when they do most of their sales, but they are available year-round in other seasonal shapes.
If they're making 5.5 million every day, I mean, that's a lot of Peeps to unload just at Easter time.
It
so, All right. Folks want to learn more about Peeps. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is. And we should say, Sarah, our legends1027.com website has had a facelift.
Yes.
Much like Courtney Cox.
Got a makeover.
And you can check it out. It's all the great features that we had before, just present a little bit different. There's some new little tweaks on there as well. And so yesterday we got a few texts, people asking, where's Sarah's Wiki Corner blog, and it didn't go up yesterday because there were some technical issues with the website. Those are all worked out now, I am told.
Yes.
So that's all up
so
there.
So everything's up there. Everything's current.
Yeah, go ahead. Check it all out there. We dare you. Legends1027.com, our new website. Sarah, thanks so much. Have a wonderful weekend,
you
will you please?
You too, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too. Back on Monday, fresh episode.
Absolutely.
At 4:10. Looking forward to that. Traffic, weather, the music, it's all coming up in a weekend kickoff at 5 o'clock on Legends 1027. Oh, and some Red Wings tickets. Yeah, another family four-pack to give away before 7 tonight. Red Wings home opener. It's next Tuesday, 4:05 against the Iron Pigs, and we have your tickets. Stick close.